Greetings to you all, ladies and gentlemen, from me, Richard Martin, at the Wake Up Call, today, Monday, January the 29th, 2018. I am talking to you from Malaysia, as always. The Wake Up Call is a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Fridays from Malaysia. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never ever encounter in the real media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly on my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. My email is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. So now on to the synopsis of today's show. I'm going to start by talking about some solutions to the problems of our world. They won't be followed, of course, but I have been accused of not basically having that many solutions to offer. So I'm going to see if I can rectify that situation somewhat today. Then I'm going to talk about a former federal prosecutor who says the truth is starting to seep out about what he calls the Obama administration's brazen plot to exonerate Hillary Clinton and frame the incoming president with a false Russian conspiracy. Some interesting information there that I will flesh out in greater detail. I'm going to talk about the management of time, of your time, how you efficiently manage your time or not, and also how to think, how thinking is such an integral part of time management, grossly underplayed, I should say, and in fact, never discussed really at all in any great detail. Then we'll talk about believing in the impossible. And I'm not referring to religion here, but I am talking about how people have got used to the idea of believing things which manifestly cannot be. And so there's an interesting series of events which have taken place and which will continue to take place to prove that that really is the case. So I've got quite a lot to say about that today. A little bit more on net neutrality. I've talked about it before. A couple of extra words to add there. And then I'm going to finish about talking about how our brains grapple with last-minute decision-making. It's a little more complicated than you might think. How, for example, to handle a sudden unexpected skid on black ice. Whether to hit the ball during tennis with backhand or not. Things like that, which are split-second decisions. So just thought it would be rather interesting to take a little recce into that aspect of our lives. And so, with that, and it being Monday, I wish you all a wonderful week ahead. Please consider donating to the show. I really do need your contributions, ladies and gentlemen, and I would be very, very grateful if you would like to hit the donate button. So with that, this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till Friday.